This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I thought I heard him say he had to relieve himself.
Oh.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I did see him go in the parking garage to relieve himself, so I'm not sure. And he said, don't follow me. And I was like, okay. I won't follow you, man. Just tell me what you're doing. And this is awkward. I don't know.
Some guys would get in trouble with that, doing it at the mill.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Dude, one time...
They would be up in the wood chip bin.
Oh, really? Oh, no. One time I was leaving Zio's right there on I-10 in De Zavala in San Antonio, and I got to the parking lot. I was like, man, I got to pee. Didn't even think about it while I was in the restaurant, so I start peeing in the parking lot, undercover cop, sitting in the car, going, what the hell you think you're doing? I was like, you know, I had a few drinks.
You finish?
And he was like, there's a bathroom inside. I was like, yeah, I didn't even think about having to go to the bathroom. And he goes, don't be a dumbass. And he let me go.
Nice.
But I was like, oh, man. That was a bad idea.
Dude, I pee all the time. At Boomer's game, there's no toilets whatsoever. This baseball field, I opened the doors in the car, took a piss.
Oh, my first.
Their coach comes right around the corner. Oh, hey, man, I was about to do the same thing. I'm like, okay, good. I thought you were about to bust me.
My wife, when we, the first time, first, I guess, kind of date, we got really hammered and we slept in the car at a concert and it had been raining all night and it was a dirt parking lot.
In Texas?
Yeah. And I had to.
It doesn't rain there, bub.
I had to, well, you're right, bub, and I had to pee. I was like, well, if I get out, my shoes are going to be all muddy. So, I mean, I had to open her, like, she had a Ford Explorer, so I opened the door, and I was on my knees, just, like, peeing out the door, trying not to fall out of the car because I'm hammered drunk, and it was awesome. And then I also, at soccer games, like, how I pee, what you do is, because there's not bathrooms, so you go over, and you bend over, and you get, like, on your knee, like, you're tying your shoe, and you just pull it out down the shorts, and just pee right there on the ground.
During the game?
No. Like, before the game, like, you just go over on the sideline like you're tying your shoe.
That's ballsy.
And, well, yeah, it is literally ballsy.
Speaking about peeing in public, you know what Baser wasn't used to? What? I took her on the golf course. She was feeling a little bit better, so she wanted to watch me play.
You went and played golf? You weren't chipping?
I wasn't chipping. I actually played 9. She just drove and rode along with, but she wanted the trees, the birds, the weather.
Yeah.
So she took it all in. She didn't know that you just piss on golf courses.
Oh, yeah.
So I went and did it. She goes, hurry up. Get in here. Get in the car. There's a lady walking around. I go, she's half a mile away. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
She can't tell on you. She doesn't know what you're doing.
Yeah, you're looking for your ball in the woods.
I plotted it out. So you're at the hole where there's some trees, and you just go up against a tree. Nobody can see you.
Right. No one knows what you're doing. I mean, the guys know, they know what you're doing, but they don't. I mean, it's not a big deal. That's golf etiquette.
It was hilarious to me because she'd never seen that done before.
That
and she used to be a cart girl. Didn't make sense. She never saw a dude pissing.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You would assume she'd pull up on someone at some point. So how did you play? Was it fun to have Bay out there?
It was really fun. Yeah, I was even more relaxed. We had slow players in front of us, slow players behind us. So every shot I was able to concentrate on. One time she's out in the grass, just jacking around. She stepped in a ball. She's like, oh my gosh, I found your ball. And I had to explain to her, there's so many other balls.
Yes.
It wasn't my ball. It was somebody else's ball. But she stepped on it on her foot.
So you got a free ball.
I got a free ball. I was like, great find, Baser.
That is good. Did you let her drive the cart?
She was driving. I did let her hit one, but because of the hysterectomy, I was like, probably better not do that again.
Yeah, I played on, what day was it? Monday. Played with Nate. I had the awkward whole situation where I was a single, he was a single.
So you guys dated.
Yeah, and so we swiped right, and they put us in a cart together.
No.
Yeah, so the whole time.
Dude, you have to shut that down at the very beginning.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I was at the putting green, you know, and he was like, oh, the guy was like, yeah, you're going to tee off the next group, you know, and I was like, cool. So I just go over to the putting green, and I'm putting. And he comes up, this guy, and he just puts his bag onto my cart, and I'm like, hey, man, how's it going? And he goes, yeah, they said we were going to play together. I was like, okay, cool, and we're going to ride in the same cart? Yeah, they said we're going to ride in the same cart. cool, man. All right, what's your name? My name's Nate. All right, hey, Nate, nice to meet you, dude. Cool. So Nate was 73.
Are they allowed to throw somebody on your cart? You paid for that cart.
Right, which makes no sense. Like, you should be able to have individual carts. If you pay for it, they're getting double the price for one cart, but they do that anyway. If you go with your friend, you're paying double for that one cart.
Right. That's why me and my boy Justin, we always go separately, at least by like a minute. We get our own carts.
Smart.
We're not going to ride the same cart and just sit there and rub each other's legs because you're so close.
And I'll tell you, Nate liked to talk. But
at 73?
But Nate didn't talk about...
Get in here. We're about to start. He started talking about Nate and golf.
Start without me? No. We were just talking about how you were leaving.
I'm going to tell him.
Get in here.
We haven't started.
We were talking about...
We heard you said you were going to go relieve yourself, so we're like, oh, it'll be 1 minute.
Hey,
and then
you know this guy?
I wish I was relieving myself. I'd have a 30-minute conversation with my wife how my 14-year-old is a jerk.
Hey.
How is he a jerk?
He just says names to her when I'm not there.
Okay, that's how segments start.
Like, calls her
he
names?
He was making noises, and then it started to him talking, and so then that led to
the segment. Like real names, like B-words, or like...
Like psycho, everyone hates you. Like
that's pretty funny.
It's not funny.
Oh.
You guys think that's funny?
I just feel like you're kidding.
Like, would you think it's funny if Baby Box 1 said that about your wife?
No, Baby Box
2, your wife.
You know what he tells me? You're not very nice.
I mean, that's fine.
And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, you didn't give me a cupcake. You're not very nice.
But that's true. You're not a nice person.
When Boomer tells my sister, which is his mom, 14 years old, when he says, bruh, is that rude? He calls her bruh instead of mom.
I mean, that's disrespectful for sure.
I thought it was freaking hilarious.
But it's funny.
No, it's funny because it's not you. Like, it's funny
and
for
she's
us.
She's like, don't ever call me bruh again.
My boys call me bro. I mean,
but are they being funny?
No, it's just normal conversation because that's what they call their friends. To me, that's like, hey, I'm one of the boys.
That's fine, but
bro,
he's doing
bro,
it.
Bro, my bike's broken. Can you help me fix it?
That's fine, but
she'll say, come home at 10. He's like, come on, bruh.
Like, you're being ridiculous.
Hey,
yeah. That is funny.
This?
Yeah, we'll start it now.
No, you guys already started. Don't act like you haven't played this already.
He was making noises, and it led to him start talking, and then he started telling stories, and then he just got lost in it.
I want to hear this Ricardo story.
It's Nate.
Nate.
Whatever.
It's starting now.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio the end.
Holy crap, we still got the perfect game. Arnold, get the hell back. I'm going to do it live.
Can I put some mood lighting in here?
We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers! Gosh. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's. Why are you backing away from the mic?
No, I'm just looking at you because I was trying to see you.
No.
You're to my left.
No, you weren't.
Okay, go ahead.
Am I screaming?
No.
Yeah, that's it.
The mood lighting in memory of Big D and Bubba. What's up, y'all? It is Sizzon Raymundo. I'm from the North, Alpha Male. Some of my friends call me Sizzonator, Season, Sizzon, Ray, Raymundo, Raymond Thomas, Reza, Ray Baby, Ray Daddy, and the Sizzonatal.
What about Razor Ramon?
Oh, I like that. Sizzon
Ramon.
I lost
the perfect game.
Where's Arnold?
Guys, over to you. I already talked to him. I slapped him. It happened real quick.
Hey,
Was he saying about Nate?
You guys know Mitchell Tenpenny?
Yeah.
You guys like his music?
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, Lunchbox loves that dude.
That was weird. You just talking country music on this podcast.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why?
Because it was weird. I had a flashback. What's next? The corny?
You wanna?
Anyway.
Hit it.
So I get stuck with Nate, right? Nate.
Who the fuck is Nate?
I played golf on Monday and I got stuck with they I was on the putting green.
You played golf on Monday too? Oh yeah.
And so I was sitting there and then some guy walks up and puts his bag on my cart. And I'm like, oh, that's my cart. And he goes, yeah, they told me inside we were going to play together.
That's mine.
I just had deja vu.
And so I was like, cool. So I
he
get
just
stuck
told
with
the same story.
I get stuck with Nate. He's a 73-year-old dude. And we play.
73.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. But here's the thing.
Is he still all there?
He's still all there. He's not like losing his memory or anything.
No chance he likes you after four holes.
No, he seemed to like me, but he only talked about himself. He didn't ask me any questions. I'm like, oh, you from here?
What is this, a date?
Yeah, what the? You wanted to talk more about you?
Well, I mean.
You're going to ask me my occupation?
I have it ready, air conditioner salesman. My name's Gibbles.
It was just, he talked a lot about himself, and, you know, we pull up to number 9, which was.
Well, what happened in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 and 8?
There's nothing exciting. Oh. I just told you, he is retired.
Either of y'all guys get a hole in one?
No.
Any birdies?
Did I get a birdie on that number 2? No.
Did Nate get any birdies?
No, Nate did not get. Nate didn't get any birdies.
Pars?
Yeah. Well,
he was shooting from the reds. He should have
No, he should have shot from the reds, but he hit from the whites with me for some reason. I don't know why.
So he is losing it. He's senile.
No, I think he just was out of convenience.
He's like, he hit it from the road. I don't know why. Well, he didn't know.
He kept saying, man, I'm not getting it as far as I usually do. And I'm like, well, yeah, Nate, you usually probably play up there. You know what I mean? Like, you're 73, dude. Like, he's like, no, I'll play with you. Don't worry about it. It's just easier that way. Okay, cool. So
you guys are shoulder to shoulder.
Shoulder to shoulder.
You're driving or Nate driving?
Oh, I'm driving.
Okay.
I ain't letting Nate drive. Okay. You know, I'm not letting 73-year-old Nate drive.
Can you imagine how slow he would have driven?
And sometimes I would be like, oh, sorry, Nate, I didn't see your ball over there. Oh, no, man, I like walking. It's okay. And he'd have to walk a long way to get to his ball.
How long did it take him to find his ball every time?
A little bit. But it was fine. He was good. He was a good guy.
If somebody's not an eagle eye, it's annoying as hell. Justin, terrible at finding his ball.
Oh. Pitts, terrible at finding his ball.
Pitts.
My buddy Eric Dodd, with his eyes, not the best.
Well, he doesn't
have.
Eric Dodd's really good. It's just right there in the fairway green.
Fairway green hole.
True.
Yeah. Okay. So it's really not that hard to find.
Good point.
So we're about to pull up to number 9. He goes, hey, you playing 9 or 18? I was like, I'm playing 18. He goes, yeah, me too. I'm playing 18. I'm like, all right, cool.
9. I just thought about it.
You know what? I just remembered.
And I'm like, cool. So we hit. It's a par 3, number 9, and he hits it into the sand, or he hits it right before the sand. Then he hits it into the sand, and then 2 shots to get out of the sand, and he grabs his. Then he immediately, my back. I don't think I'm going to be able to do 18, man. I think I'm going to have to turn out at 9. So I think he faked an injury because he wasn't playing well. Or he didn't like me. I don't know, but right as we
probably
pulled
didn't
up,
like you. I'm going to lean towards
but
that.
But we paid for the full 18. He's a jackass.
But he pulled up. As we were pulling up to 9, the tee box, he was like, yeah, I'm playing 18. And then he had 3 bad shots in a row on number 9, and that's when he went to the back. And he's like, man, I've never had back trouble, man. I hope this isn't the start of it. I'm 73 years old, man. I'm about to go to the doctor. I'm about to get out of here.
Dude, I bet that was a relief to you.
And I was like, all right, cool, man. Like, yeah. So I don't know if it was a real injury or fake injury, but whatever.
So did you miss Nate in the back 9?
I did miss Nate because there was 2 guys in front of me that I would keep catching them, and they never let me play through. And it was just like, so I just sat there.
That's when you just walk up to them and start hitting.
So it was weird.
When they tee off, you then jump, just go up there, and then you just tee off.
No,
that lets them know you're passing them.
I should have, but I thought they were going to. They looked at me one time, and they just got in their cart, and I was like, okay, cool.
Oh,
so that leads me to Eddie and I played yesterday, and...
Well, you guys got just all the time in the world.
He does.
I do.
I had yesterday.
Yeah.
I had 4 hours yesterday, and that was it.
Perfect for 9 or a chip.
No, it's 18. Perfect for 18. You can get 18
You play 9 in 4 hours, Coach?
That's not a very good score.
You're not good at looking for balls.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're flying. Flying through
Coach,
the rest.
There's no one there.
No one. It is a freaking ghost town. So
I didn't know. You guys are just like fucking...
Whoa, bleep that, Coach.
There's Jumbo and Johnson going
we're
around.
Drive... Fairway green hole, dude. We're pop, birdie, pop, birdie, birdie, pop, pop.
Straight to the live tour.
Eagle.
I mean, pretty much.
Eagle?
No, I just made that
up. Well, almost. I almost eagled. Almost.
Go ahead.
Did I almost eagle?
Kind of, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, oh, that was badass.
Almost
dude.
Only
he
counts.
He did almost eagle.
And hand grenades,
no.
darts, and
No.
This was close, Coach. This was close.
I mean, we're talking this close.
Could have been an eagle.
From 120 out, just put it right there. And I mean, it was just.
Right. Oh, it was a par three?
Four.
No, par five.
And he put it on the green in a par five?
In
yeah,
three.
In three.
Okay. Nice.
So on my third shot, it landed that close to the hole.
Okay. So then
we catch these two dudes, and they're like,
One of them looks just like Scuba.
Hey, Scuba!
Scuba!
But you guys really did do that, though.
Of course.
Yes.
And Scuba. So they're about to walk up to the tee, and they're like, they tee off, and then they look at us like.
Because Lunch did the whole thing like, hey, let's put that pressure, man. They're on the tee box. Let's roll right up
because we need to keep rolling. So, we don't want to slow down because these guys are going to hold us up all day. Because we didn't see, I mean, they had to tee off 30 minutes before us because we didn't see them, and then all of a sudden we're right there with them. And so we're like, this is going to take forever. So we roll up, and they go, oh, did you guys want to play through? Like, yeah, that'd be cool. He goes, well, how about you guys play this hole with us, and then we'll let you play through.
Then you can move on.
Sometimes that's common.
How? When are we going to move on?
Yeah, if we're playing,
the hole.
Typical, they let you drive, and they chill back.
Correct.
And you guys go play your
balls.
Correct. So
exactly.
They wanted to play it with
They were like, let's just play this hole together, and then you guys can move on. Okay. Cool. So they teed off already.
What's your name? Nice to meet you.
No, we never got that far.
Didn't get that far.
Hey, so then we tee off.
And so then we're rushing.
And
okay?
All our balls are all together.
See, that's not good. You just said the word
exactly.
Is not good in golf.
Right. You're right. Exactly. I double bogey the hole because I'm rushing.
Here we go.
So all our balls are all together.
And
we go hit our second shot all
and I
together.
Hit our shots and then they hit. And I'm like, well, what are you guys doing?
We're all in the green. So,
so we
go
all
up
putt,
to the green.
We all putt. And then we all get in our carts and we go to the next hole.
No. We all putt and I go, all right, thank you guys. Yeah, all right, no problem, man. Cool. And then we get in our cart and they were just right behind us.
Right behind us to the next hole.
So they walk up to the tee box again. I'm like, I just said thank you guys. See you all later.
How did you guys see this playing out exactly?
So then literally as we're driving to our balls, they hit. It's a par three. They hit. And we're like, guys.
Oh, my gosh. So are we going to play this whole round together?
Like, do you guys not understand how you let someone play through?
Listen, when you're on an old country road, that is you trying to pass, and the other car then speeds up.
Yeah.
And so you're both going the same speed, and you don't know if you're going to pass. That's when you guys needed to drop back.
Well,
no.
So when we teed off in the next par three, you know, we hit our tee shot, and I go, all right, thanks, guys. Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
And then they hit again. I'm like, no.
While
don't.
You were driving.
Yeah,
yes.
No, don't. Oh, God. There we go. So now
then,
we're all going to putt together.
So then we're Eddie's stressing me out going, hey, we got to go. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. And so we're rushing.
That's when you needed to go back in the lane and realize they're going to be in the head. You
no,
guys are
because
no,
they
it
were too
slow. It would have been a five-hour round.
And so that's when Eddie was like rushing me, and it was stressing me the F
so
out.
So we raced to the green, right? We raced to the green.
You're using words that should never be used in golf. Rush and race.
Listen,
yes.
We're racing to the green.
We're hauling
we're
ass.
Flying, dude. There's a bridge we got to go over. Lunchbox almost misses a bridge because we're flying so fast. Hey, so we get to the green. Hurry up. Putt it. I was off the green. I chipped it. Boom. And a putt.
You
par.
Putted it with the chipper?
Dude, one hand. One hand chip.
Hits it. I hit it up. I chip it on. Putt it in for par. We're running. They're hitting in as we're running.
We're like, are we wave?
You guys are taking on friendly fire?
And one guy, because his shot went to the right, so he didn't make the green. So as I'm running off the green, he's hitting onto the green.
Dude, we're flying to the cart. And we finally get in the car, put our clubs away, and we haul ass to the next hole. And they're still putting. We're like, I think we're good.
So you finally got ahead of them.
I think we're good. So we tee off, and the next one, it's a par five, right? Yep. We tee off. We go to our balls. We're about to hit our second shot.
Here they come.
I'm like, dude, you got to hurry up. They're right behind us.
Eddie kept saying, you got to hurry up. And I was like, Eddie, you have got to stop. Like, I don't care that they're coming. You're stressing me out, and this is supposed to be a relaxing round. So, yes, it was bad. It was the etiquette of playing through was not very smart by them.
They didn't know what they were doing.
And the back nine, I was kind of stressed. My game went down the tube.
Rush, hurry, and race. Three words you don't use in golf, guys.
R-H-R?
R-H-R. Race, hurry.
Hurry and rush.
That's it. We'll be right back.
I'm going to do this real quick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
To be real, the quality's plummeted.
No, it hadn't plummeted. What's plummeted about it?
I mean,
the quality of the Titans' play has plummeted. Let's be honest. It has plummeted.
Did you watch that whole game?
No.
No.
I told you on...
Did you not read his tweet?
Yeah, but the other game sucked too, so he was...
But it was better...
You came on Thursday, on Wednesday, and said, hey.
On Monday?
Monday?
Guys,
yeah.
And I said, the Titans game.
What's today?
Wednesday.
Okay. You said on Monday, you said, look, you're going to watch the Titans game for about 5 minutes, and
I said, you're going to turn it off at halftime.
Because you're going to be too busy watching my Minnesota Vikings beat the.
I didn't say that.
Did he say that?
No.
This is a Super Bowl winner. Super Bowl winners. He crowned them already.
My Super Bowl winner was the Chargers.
Yes, no. And you're crowning.
My Super Bowl matchup that I said on
it
this
was
show.
The Vikings.
Do you want me to pull the tape?
We don't have the ability.
Do you want me to pull the tape?
Coach, we don't have tape.
I have the Super Bowl I said was going to be the Rams versus the Chargers. Chargers win it all. I told you as a dark horse, if you want to bet, is the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh,
a dark horse? I didn't know we were betting the ponies.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, always bet the gray horse, you guys.
Dude,
good luck.
But Buffalo is bad. Ass.
Crown him.
He's crowning.
They are so bad ass.
They're, crown him.
Oh, they.
I mean, did you just come?
Dude.
Did you just orgasm?
Hey,
coach?
You just made his sex sound.
Hey, clean that up. What are you doing?
Did you just not watch that game?
Here's
and be
a
like,
napkin. Clean
guys,
that up.
The Buffalo Bills. Ugh.
Question.
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
When you watched that game, did you not just be like, damn.
I didn't finish it.
No, but when you're the part, you don't have to finish it because the starters went out. The part you watched, were you not just like, damn?
And the fan base, I mean, they got it all going. Vegas is right. That's your Super Bowl champion. I did rant. Did I do Buffalo?
You said Buffalo.
Week two.
I said Buffalo. I said week one.
I know. No, I'm saying week two, Super Bowl champions.
I said a week zero.
Coach, there's a lot of football.
There's a lot of football left.
It's a whole season left.
Hey, I already saw what I need of the Titans. Every jersey I have, every T-shirt I have,
go ahead.
Every sock I have
you
is
sold
getting
it.
Thrown away or burned.
No,
I'm done with it. I'm done with the team.
You're done with the team.
What about your Malik Willis jersey you just bought?
He looked decent, but Tannehill's done.
Decent? What did he do?
He ran it 2 yards.
I mean, I can't believe you actually saw him do anything.
I did. I had to keep it on for a little bit, and then I said, enough is enough. I can't
take
anymore.
How was the watch party?
Well, he didn't do that for that one.
Oh, he didn't?
No. The other watch party went bust when we lost to the Giants in the last play of the game. We didn't do it for this. It was just me and Baser, and it was depressing. That's
Scorgasm, was she there?
No, she was downstairs. Oh. That's a bad team. Titans are a bad. Their offense didn't look good. The guy we got, Woods, and the other guy.
Robert Woods.
The Jalen Birkin.
Traylon Burks.
Yeah. He's didn't look. They're short. Do we not have a tall receiver?
Traylon Burks is really tall.
I think he's really big.
He's a big
Bring
dude.
Him in here. I'll look him.
He has beautiful eyes, too. Have you seen his eyes?
Here's the Titans. The good news for the Titans is they're in a terrible division. So they're one game out of first place.
I mean, yeah, they're better than the Colts.
I didn't look at it like that.
Why wouldn't you?
That's all you need to worry about is getting in the playoffs.
Coach, you've already killed them.
Yeah, you've already.
Can I get that jersey back?
You took them out back and you put them to pasture.
No, I did.
You did.
Guys, you took the Titans out back.
Give me the Sizen jersey back.
Ray, you need to stop.
took them out back.
Outback. That sounds
and
good.
Ended their season. Ended their
down
ended
under,
it.
Mate.
But dude,
Boston's for beer.
Literally, they are one game out of first place.
Coach, you need to stop crowning teams in week two. Killing teams.
Hey, you can crown teams in week two.
No, you can't.
The Bills.
No, you can't because
do you get the same feeling of this? I'm telling you, it's the Spurs Bills. It's the same freaking trajectory. That is the same thing. I
don't think their coach is Popovich status.
Well, I'm not saying caliber. That, but I'm saying the year after they had a heartbreaking defeat where they thought they were good enough to win it all, the next year they just took everybody's name and whooped their ass. And that's what the Bills, I feel like they're on the same mission as the Spurs from 2013.
Well, you spaced that very weirdly. But
2000.
Coach, I'm with you. Hey, 13. The Bills right now are the best team in the NFL.
No question about it,
hands down. But don't sell the Chiefs short. Dude, the Chiefs are still really good.
Yeah, but
and what Mahomes is able to do with the scrappy ass players that he has, like, that's something to be said. But as of right now, those Bills,
they look awesome. They look awesome.
They do.
I still
don't know what they're doing with the running game.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Singletary.
I still wish they ran the ball more.
Crooks.
Baser goes, oh, he did awesome in fantasy. I'm going to start him again. I said, did you look at the stats? He got you like 2 points.
Yeah, he got awesome.
Like 30 yards. That's what I'm saying.
The Bills running backs, stay away from
that
him.
That
right
is my only worry is they don't run it enough, and they don't have a running back that can take over a game.
But there are four running backs in that team.
But they don't have any that can take over a game. You have Derrick Henry can take over a game. Dalvin Cook can take over.
He's not really doing that.
Yet,
but both of them are really not
can take over a practice.
Dalvin Cook can take over a game. Aaron Jones, you saw him take over a game on Sunday night. I feel like you need a buh.
Have they figured out how to stop Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
The
announcers told you. You got to stop their legs.
I didn't hear him say that.
It's a lot harder said than done.
No, it didn't look like that.
Yeah, but it did.
It didn't look like that. No,
they
stashed harder.
The box.
It never had a chance. Literally, they said, all right, just fall before he gets to you, pull his shoelace, and he'll fall. Because he literally, as soon as they touched his foot, he fell like a damn big redwood tree, Coach. I'd never seen him go down so easily.
Was that a Sequoia National Forest?
Yes, exactly. That was exactly what it was.
I was just there, Coach.
I felt like he never had a chance to get started. The Titans offensive line is really bad.
Luan's out.
Well, he's out.
It was a good career.
He's done.
Luan?
Yeah, he's out for the year, and they said they'll save $14 million if they get rid of him.
Year ending?
Yeah, he's out all year.
It's just amazing. What's amazing to me is when you see a player get hurt, they all look the same, right? They all hop off the field, unless it's like a stretcher situation.
Yeah.
Like that guy.
Like that guy's neck.
Oh, my God.
So that guy's friendly
neck.
Fire.
Coach, I thought he was dead.
Oh. And then they showed it like 3 times. I'm like, guys, we can do without the
replay.
But
it's crazy. Like, you see the dudes walk off the same way, right? Like, oh, I'm limping. Oh, God, that hurts. Oh, that gets. And then you check the report the next day, and it's the same walk, but different results. One of them out for the year. The other one, I'll be back next week.
It's all about
week.
The tibia and fibia, Coach.
It's just crazy. Like, and then some people are like, oh, he broke this. He'll be back in 2 weeks. The hell?
He broke what?
What are you talking about? Like, if I broke anything, I'm out for the year.
Hey, he tore his meniscus. He could play in 2 weeks.
Two weeks?
What? He tore something.
And the ribs never seem to matter. Cartilage.
Oh, God.
Rib cage. They can play in a couple games.
Which is crazy because you get hit in the ribs a lot playing football. And so every time.
Remember, women have one less rib than men. So if you're a guy, you could lose a rib. And that must.
Women have one less rib?
Yeah, Adam took out his rib, and that was what created Eve.
So men have one less.
You've never counted your wife's ribs before?
Mm-hmm. One. Two.
Stop it. You have counting.
Yeah. Women have one less.
So.
No way.
Hold on.
I'm going to Google this.
Coach, so you guys are like in bed, like.
You count the ribs. Like,
oh, let me count
and
that.
And what
one.
Does it lead to?
Two.
Boom.
You got it, coach. Hey, you busy right now? Can I count your ribs?
According to Google, there is no factual evidence that they have less ribs.
Abby! Come over here!
Arnold, check her ribs.
Arnold, check Abby's ribs.
Arnold, no!
Arnold! And the Eagles, man. Hey, the Eagles look pretty good, too.
Hey, are they...
No, they're not that.
Okay.
They're not that.
Just the Bills.
Sadly,
just the
Bills. South Beach predicted that. Should have listened to him.
He Why said is it sad?
He said
what is so sad about him
because
predicting
I didn't
that?
Believe him. I didn't think Jalen Hurts was the real deal.
Coach, Eddie said he's not very accurate.
He's not.
I think at one point he was 10 for 10.
I think he was
yeah,
20.
Yeah, at the very start of the game.
I think he was 26 of 31.
Yeah, it actually was at the
well,
start.
He missed five. That's
Russell right. Wilson was 14 of 31.
I get it. New team. But, you know, I like. It's just anything with that dude. Like, he wants to run the ball. There's 15 yards. He wants to throw
wide
the ball.
Open.
Everyone, someone's open.
Someone is wide open.
Someone's like, open.
Well, how are they all so wide open?
I don't know. That's not Jalen.
Now, well, is it because
I'm glad they hijacked AJ Brown.
Now, is it because
they
the
did.
Robbery?
The Vikings defense is terrible, or are they just
those receivers are good?
Devontae Smith over the middle. Devontae Smith on the sideline. Devontae Smith.
Did he have a big game?
He had yeah. a finally.
Hell yeah, I called
Finally,
that.
It's been 2 weeks.
Well, because week one, I don't think he got a target.
You're right. Yeah, I think he had one target.
So I was a little worried.
I called that. Billy asked me, he said, who are the people that are going to go off? I said, Treylon Burks. Titans are going to have to throw the ball, go with Treylon Burks. And then I told him Devontae because he sucked so bad. I knew he was going to have a good game. So I got to tell Billy I called that.
Good, coach. Text him
so
right
what,
now.
So what do you want to tell him about Treylon Burks? Did you call that?
He got 40 yards. If he would have got a touchdown, he was so cheap, it would have looked smart if he got me one day, or Billy, one damn touchdown.
But who scored for the Titans? Hooper.
Yeah. Hopper.
Hooper.
I have no idea who scored.
I think they're tight end.
I mean, they only scored one time, right?
Yeah, just
it was one of those games where I go, all right, bae, listen, I swear to God, if they score here, we can be within two scores, and then we can play some defense, and we can then get another touchdown. Okay. After this, I'm telling you, if they score here, we still have a chance. Okay, turn us the fucking game off.
I'll never forget, dude, when I was like maybe 12 years old, and we went to this barbecue place to watch the NFC Championship, and the Cowboys were in it. And, like, if we were down, I mean, it was like they got down real quick by like three touchdowns. And the server, he'd come back and check on the screen and be like, where are we? Oh, it's not good. That's not good. And then he would go and be like, that's all right. Hey, a couple turnovers, you know, a little Hail Mary. We're good. We're back. All right. And then he'd go get more stuff. He'd come back with the ribs. And he'd go, ribs for you. Where are we at? Another touchdown down. Okay, maybe three Hail Marys and then, you know, a couple turnovers. Hey, we'll be all right. And dude, my mom and I would crack up because every single time he's like, no, it's okay. We'll get them.
Stay optimistic. Enjoy.
Hey, keep it positive, man. Keep it positive.
I'll never forget that. It was hilarious. My mom wanted to be like, dude, just shut up. You're done. Stop talking.
The doubleheader was great, but then they ended up both being blowouts. It was like, wow. That's...
But I do love two games on Monday night.
Yeah, can we get rid of Thursday night and just have two on Monday night?
I like
Thursday.
Thursday.
It's a nice little pre.
It's a warmer.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you call that?
Foreplay.
What do you call that?
Four remote.
Who's the dude?
I know what you're doing, but that's not what it's called.
No, the dude. Who's the dude?
Yeah, the dude. Yep.
The dude that keeps people
erect.
I don't know.
There's a name for that dude. Fluffer.
Oh.
Fluffer.
Thursday night's the fluffer.
Here's the problem. It is so, like, I'm going to tell you what. The week becomes so rushed because you have Monday night football, boom. Tuesday, you have to put your waiver claim in. Thursday, there's already a game. Tuesday or Wednesday, you have to put your waiver claim
You're
in.
Right.
And then Thursday game, it's like, oh my God, I haven't even, like,
You're talking about two clicks of the mouse. It's possible in 2 days.
Oh, no, really? Because you're freaking out because you don't know how new waivers.
When is the waiver wire?
It's not tonight.
Yes.
Tonight at midnight or maybe 3 a.m. or something.
9 o'clock.
Oh, shit.
Eastern or Central?
Coach, but here's the thing. It's not just a click of the mouse, mother. It's research.
Yeah.
You got to think about it, and you got to think, like, well, where am I in the order? Who wants what? Yep. Where am I? Is this realistic? You got to get something realistic. It's more work than you think.
Yes, I'm yet to get somebody from the waiver.
What?
Awesome. Everybody always gets them before
it's
me.
It's only been 1 week.
Do you vulturing
get, me. You've only put in one claim.
Yeah, and somebody else vultured Wentz from me.
Okay.
Well, Wentz is a big name.
But he's acting like he's been putting in for players for 12 weeks and he hasn't got. He put in one waiver claim in week one.
Don't give
that
up,
is
Ray.
It.
Don't say the guy that everybody wants this week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Who?
Trey Lance? Garoppolo.
Well, Lance is out all year.
It was a joke. You
Garoppolo?
No. Because my division's so dumb, I guarantee he's just going to float right
there. You want
to
know how dumb my division is? There's a message saying, who wants Jonathan Taylor?
I do.
I do.
Did you reply?
Not
yeah,
yet.
I hear you. He's pretty sucky, but I'll give you three guys for him.
That's you're right about that. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Yes, and that's why I put on the Facebook page yesterday, I said, I regret drafting blank because blank, right?
Yes.
And someone's like, Christian McCaffrey, he's not getting me enough points. I'm like, pretty sure he's gotten double-digit points both games.
Well, you know who hasn't? Henry hasn't.
No,
Henry has been terrible.
Dalvin Cook has not.
Has not.
Ezekiel Elliott? Trash. Terrible. Who else? Running backs. I think most of them.
You almost need to bench Zeke.
It's almost time. Here's the problem. Eddie, you wonder how much Eddie did? We did a auction draft. Eddie, tell him how much you paid for Zeke Elliott.
$50.
Which is a ton.
Out of 200.
Big.
That's like McCaffrey money.
Out of 200.
Are you going to finish last place in this league?
No, I mean, I'm 1-1.
I'm 0-2.
Wow.
I'm 1-1. This week was really bad in that league. But for me, it's like I can't bench him if I spend that much money. Give me one more week. Let me see what he does this week, and then we'll start talking about getting rid of him.
I regret drafting.
In life or football?
Marrying my wife. I'm still in love with my high school sweetheart.
I regret drafting Darnell Mooney. Darnell Mooney.
Pronounce his name much less. Darnell Mooney. He
has like 1.2 points on the year, maybe.
Is it the guy that got shot?
No, he's the wide receiver from the Bears.
Well, coach, give
because
him
the
grace.
Bears have only attempted 28 passes, and I saw someone on there said I regret drafting Cole Kmet. He has as many receptions as I do. Zero through two games.
Hey, what about
he's the Bears tight end?
Devontae Parker.
Oh, that's mine.
Dude,
you want to know who I regret?
I played him.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I swear to God, I don't even think he came out of the locker room for that game.
I regret, other than Zeke, I regret drafting Devontae Parker. And yeah, did I pick him up in the 13th round? Sure. But still, what a waste. I could have gotten somebody way better than that.
Somebody that got points.
I mean, dude, they're acting like he didn't even play for the damn, who is it, Patriots?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but I don't know. Done the Patriots style, kind of like, oh, we're going to.
One week it's you, one week it's you, one week it's you.
I think that's kind of what they do. Because even their running back, Stevenson got more carries for week one.
Then Damian Harris.
Then Harris gets more week two. So where are we at week three?
I regret drafting the king, King Henry.
You do?
It was a homer pick because I knew all the games were going to be on TV so I could really watch him. He does what I always know he's going to do. 15 carries for 50 yards and maybe a touchdown, maybe not. He never gets passes. So there's better running backs out there. Chubby would have been a good one.
Maybe Chubb we don't give Chubb enough love for how good he is
He's
in running
really
the ball.
Good.
He's so good.
What about Wubox? They had him ranked number 4.
Wubox was
Chubby.
The only one that ranked Chubby high.
We never give Chubb.
Right,
I was watching that.
That
game this weekend against the Jets, and I was like, dang, no one ever talks about Chubb being one of the better running backs in the NFL.
Solid.
He is so good.
Don't talk about the Jets.
You talking Michael Carter?
Or who's their bigger?
Joe Flacco?
No, didn't one of their guys, Wilson or Warren?
Oh,
Wilson. The
from Lake Travis High School.
Yeah. You want him?
Dude, he went off.
Claim him right now.
I already did.
But my league, so secretive about it.
My league's so dumb, not one person will get him.
Coach, hey, what number are you on the waiver?
Middle.
Oh.
And if I don't get him, I want.
Hey, yeah. Absolutely.
I have no idea what he just
said. I think he
see?
would be the most sought out.
Oh, got it.
Out of everyone.
Well, I need a quarterback. Matt Ryan got me 1 point.
We're not talking about quarterbacks.
And Dak has a broken dick.
We're not talking about quarterbacks.
No.
We're talking about kickers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wanted Carson Wentz.
Do you grab from the waiver wire every week, regardless if you need someone?
No.
Wow, classy.
Okay.
I always just try to get some
me
swap.
Me too, at least a defense. At least swap out my defense.
Yeah, but I don't put a waiver claim in for that. I just wait and then I pick a defense.
Well, what's the difference?
Because do I need to explain strategy to you?
Yeah.
Okay, let me explain it to you then.
I mean, this is
so if
talking
if
to
you're
our
not,
league.
Let me just set you up.
Okay.
You don't want anyone from waivers.
Right.
You don't need any players.
Right.
Because he's proud.
But
he had a good draft.
No, that's not necessarily
it. The Giants are playing the Cowboys. You believe in the Giants. They're in the waiver wire.
Yeah.
Okay? Go ahead. So you want to pick the Giants.
Yes,
defense.
But I am not going to waste a waiver claim on defense.
What's the waste?
Because
you only have a certain amount of waiver claims?
No, wrong. Like, and
then what the are you talking about?
If you would let me finish my sentence, I could tell you, you idiot.
That wrong. What the?
Yes. I hate breaking it down for everybody, and I shouldn't do this because this is going to give.
Hey, it's helping me out.
And it's helping all of us out. And Ray just said who he's picking in the waiver wire.
How
so,
many more times do I have to put on the message board? When in the blue do they do the waiver contest?
Right. 9 o'clock tonight.
So, in our league, it was draft order. So, whoever drafted first got the last waiver claim, right? You following me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And because some leagues, it's, whoever's in last place gets the first waiver claim.
I thought that's the way it worked.
No.
Damn, so, I didn't read the email.
God.
It was in the email.
It was in the damn email.
Let's say the first week Ray drafted, his waiver spot was 9.
DiNucci.
No, you were just number 9. You were not, but you didn't put a claim in for anybody. You didn't get anybody on the waiver wire, and 6 people ahead of you did. The next week, you're the number 3.
Wow.
Yeah. So I haven't got anybody.
So if you're in the number 1 spot, are you going to just use it on a defense, or are you going to wait until you need someone for like a big stud?
So if you never use it, say for 3 weeks, will you remain at number 1?
Yes.
Every week?
Every week.
Yeah.
You have the first option.
And you've just been burning it on backup tight ends.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
Coach, thank you for that wonderful insight.
Would have been nice week 1.
Yeah, you mother. Can you highlight that next time in your dumbass 3-page email?
It has been that way
highlight
for 3
it.
Years. It has been that way for 3 years.
2 things. Will you highlight that, and will you highlight when the waiver pick is?
Okay, it's really easy, man. You go to add drop.
Also, to highlight the draft room. When you draft.
Oh my God.
I didn't know where that was.
You got to find one little click button that's the size of my.
Okay, submit request, and what do you know? It tells you right here when you can get them. So I don't know why I want to cancel that, because I do not want to drop that person.
Hit the wrong button.
Oh, I'm on my homes now.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
Uh-uh. No, I didn't. Coach, in all the other leagues I play, it's just, did you lose? You have the worst record? You're first.
And that's why, but the real honest way, the best way to play fantasy is to have a budget where you bid on every waiver wire.
Yeah, I like that.
It's so much better.
We only have $200, though, but I mean.
No, it's $100 for the free agents.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, shit, I've blown that already.
You have?
No, but close, but no.
But yeah, you have $100. And so it takes a lot more strategy instead of just sitting
not
there
really,
and be like.
Not really.
I mean, absolutely does.
Not really. I mean, all the waiver claims really, for the most part, are happening now. Like, you can survive. And this is the thing. This is the thing. Like, you,
tell me. I want to know the
tell
thing.
Me.
Well, Lunchbox thinks it's real money. So he's like, don't waste all your money today. Save it. You never know. Save it for a rainy day. Like, oh, rainy day.
What is it, Bitcoin?
No, it's just fake money.
It doesn't exist?
It's fake. It's not real.
You understand? I don't think it's
mustard.
You understand? I don't think it's real money.
Well, then why don't you spend it?
Because I am waiting until there is someone I really need.
When Daryl Henderson was up there,
I didn't want Daryl Henderson.
So you don't want the one starting running back that's still in the waiver wire?
No, Jeff Wilson Jr. was up there, and no one bid on him. Guess who got him? Me.
What do you think the money?
Everybody bid on Daryl Henderson. I bid on Kyle Wilson or Jeff Wilson, whatever his name.
Yeah, because two different people.
Jeff Wilson.
Zach Wilson.
No, Jeff Wilson, who is the starting running back for the 49ers because Elijah Mitchell got hurt. Guess who was on my team?
Elijah Mitchell.
So who do I want? Do I want Daryl Henderson, who everybody's going after, or someone that's farther down the list that no one is going after, Jeff Wilson? I'll take
that's
Jeff Wilson.
That's so smart. So are you 2-0 in the league?
I'm 0-2, actually.
Oh, okay, cool. Got it. Thank you. No further questions.
Was I the second highest scoring team in the league this week?
Does it matter?
Yes, I was.
Oh, that does matter?
Well,
no, it doesn't.
No, but exactly. I had a bad matchup. My team is really good.
My team's really
good.
And
that's why fantasy is really all about luck.
Yeah, everybody says it's so skill. It takes a little bit of
skill,
but a lot of luck. Exactly. A lot of luck.
I want to know, I wish it would do it, who had not at the beginning who had the best draft. Now, who had the best draft? You know, I wish the website would do that.
They do.
Yes, because they do grades and then on their projections. But after 2 weeks, who would they say has
the best draft? That would be
so. Let's see if you had Cooper Kupp had two good weeks in a row. Josh Allen, obviously. Jalen Hurts. If you have Jalen Hurts, you had a pretty damn good draft, I would say.
Yeah.
But I'm saying Waddle, Tyreek Hill.
Waddle, Tyreek Hill.
I mean, your name on my team. But yeah, so these are the metrics how you would determine if it was skill or luck.
Pull up his team.
I'm pulling up his team.
So what you would do.
He said he has Josh Allen.
No.
Waddle.
I just have Waddle.
Tyreek Hill.
Waddle.
Cousins. Cousins.
He has Cooper Kupp, he said.
No, doesn't have him.
I have Waddle.
Wait. What about who was the other?
Running back?
No, Jalen Hurts. No, he doesn't have Jalen Hurts.
Waddle.
So you have one out of the ones we talked about.
One.
Duck Waddle.
Michael Thomas is another one. Ray does have him. He's been great.
Is he?
Yeah, 20-15. That's pretty dang good.
Justin
told me to get hit. He was over for the draft. He doesn't even play fantasy.
Who the f*** is Justin?
My buddy works at Vandy.
Got it.
He was drunker than S.
He's the doctor?
Yeah. And I'm sitting there doing the draft. I'm trying to go to bed. He's drunker and pissed next to me. He didn't have to work the next day. And he goes, hey, man, Michael Thomas, he's always good. And I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? This isn't 1995. Like, Michael Thomas hasn't been good in forever. He goes, dude, I'm telling you, Michael Thomas is the pick. I picked him. He's been money.
He has.
You guys were in bed together?
No. I was on the computer. Sister wife was over there. Justin was drunk beside me.
Did Justin used to date her?
They went on a couple dates.
Who? Oh. Sister wife?
Ruiz. Ashley.
Oh, scorgasms.
Yeah, they had some dates, but nothing long term.
They
don't know.
You don't ask them? So is it weird?
They didn't.
Is it weird when they hang out?
No, we're all friends now. No. They're all friends. It's all good.
Friends with?
No.
No? No. Okay. Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. So the waiver wire you can put in if you want, but
no. I like that. I'm done. Well, I'm done putting in.
No, you don't have to not put
I'm
in.
I'm putting out.
No other podcast will break down the waiver wire.
Well, because they're all different. They're all different. This league just happens to be this way.
It takes a little bit of strength.
Are we
going to tell our people though something very very important that needs to be told?
Oh, what? Turn off your email.
No, unplug your toaster when you're not using it.
Is it turn off your email notifications?
Do we have any updates on Vegas weekend?
Oh, yeah, it's going down.
But
the 13th or the 15th,
I would suggest people,
booking your flights.
So you would suggest just that right now?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Good. Go on record.
What about?
I want you just to say that.
That's it.
Thank you.
Yeah, book your flights.
Book your flights.
It's going down. There's a wedding happening that weekend.
Do we rent a car?
One, Bacamadas and B.
Wow.
They're getting married.
Is that the one that?
No, that's the one we talked about. They emailed in. They got engaged. They met at the thing and they got engaged.
Which are the ones that? Ah, dude.
What?
There's a marriage that broke up?
No, I don't know they broke up.
I don't think so. I don't know anything about that.
Somebody say, yeah, hey, somebody. Geez,
I don't know anything about that.
My microphone hasn't been recording in this entire time.
Oh, Coach, that'd be a shame because you were really funny.
Yeah.
Yo, yo.
Well, you got to get on your mic.
Yo, yo.
I don't see it.
All right.
It's working. Let's take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about the most shocking team through two games. Who are you shocked by the most?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
2 weeks in, Eddie.
Yeah.
This team, I'm surprised by the most.
I'm surprised the Dolphins. I'm surprised at how good the Dolphins are. I mean, Tua, we really didn't know what Tua was all about, and now he's proven to be a pretty damn good quarterback. He's got all the weapons, yes. So he's got everything he needs, but dang, he's good. What did you get? 60 freaking fantasy points this week?
Okay.
That doesn't
fantasy
equate
points
to wins.
Does not equate to good quarterback.
Yes, it does. That means lots of touchdowns, motherfucker. Absolutely. And lots of completions. Lots of yards. Yeah. Dude, Tua is impressing the hell out of me. I think the Dolphins, going into the year, I'm like, well, what are they going to do? They had Waddle last year. They had Tua last year. All they got is Tyreek Hill. Really, how much is he going to add to this team? And he didn't do anything for the first half. But that second half, he came out firing, proved to everyone that this is the dude. This is why Mahomes is going to suck this year, because I'm not there anymore. He brought it to Miami, and Miami's making the playoffs, boys.
Wow. Bold statement after being 2-0. Ray.
I would say the Commanders. No, I'm just kidding with you.
That's good.
I would say the Colts. I had no idea they were going to be this bad.
Find a new team.
Everybody always says, I'm pretty sure I've heard Lunch say, the offense, the defensive line, so strong, great butts. Stuff like that. And then you guys said Pittman. You said
Matt Ryan.
Jonathan Taylor. And then now they finally have this Matt Ryan guy. Okay, holy crap.
The new guy, rookie.
They actually could be really good. I mean, do they even have any points this year? They've been god awful.
Did you guys really think that when Matt Ryan went to the Colts, it was going to make the team better?
Well, they blamed it on Carson Wentz, and I thought I didn't realize
Matt
Ryan.
But coming off terrible seasons from the last 2 years at Atlanta, he's going to go to the Colts and make them better. You guys actually thought that shit.
But Jalen Hurts was a backup at Alabama, and what is he doing in the NFL? And I'll hang up and listen.
But he was a starter at Oklahoma.
Then he was the back. He was starter at Alabama. Then he was the backup.
Starter
then
at Oklahoma. Made them really good.
Well, I'm going to pick up the phone back up.
I'm with Ray. The Colts are so shocking being 0-0.
Well, you got to pick your own team.
My bad. Can't the Colts aren't 0-0.
There's a 3% chance we picked the same team. Damn it, Ray.
No.
It's because it's his bit. He already had his whole spiel on the Colts.
No. Are you not shocked? I thought they were going to start 2-0.
I just said
they had the easiest start to the schedule. They had the Texans and the Jaguars, two bottom feeders of the NFL, and they tied and lost.
So that's a win.
It's not a win.
In football, it's a win.
Really? Go to the standings.
Nashville, you want me to go to Nashville SC?
No.
They're probably last game.
Yeah, go ahead. Go to Nashville SC. It has a different column for ties.
I understand, but if it'll help you if you're trying to do a little tiebreaker, it'll count as a win.
No, it won't.
Is this going to be a loss?
It's half a win.
Right. So that's half plus.
But it's half negative.
Okay.
What, the proton?
Okay, but again, though, Matt Ryan sucks, guys.
He does suck, guys.
Like, he's what's bringing the Colts down. They're over here like, oh, Frank Reich's on the hot seat. Like, are you not looking at what's screwing the team up?
He does have a crap load of yards, though.
Matt Ryan?
Always behind. He's always just throwing.
He does?
He did week one. He was one of the top five
yards. I think he had like 130 yards last week.
Well, then he dropped.
Well, yeah, that's what... Did you see who the leading passers of the NFL are?
Yes. Who? Tua, Flacco Flame, and Wendy's.
Wentz.
Wendy's?
Wendy's. I mean, how about Joe Flacco is up in the top three.
But you know why Allen and Mahomes and them are not?
Because they get out of the game.
Because they get pulled out, guys. If they stayed in for four quarters, yeah, they would totally kill them.
Well, let's be real. Mahomes, it was just fluke because it was an interception he threw. And so then, did that give him the ball back?
Here we go again.
Oh, here we go.
No,
there was an onside kick.
Herbert was trying to, they were running it at the end. So Herbert, that's how he was able to get way more yards than Mahomes. And so Herbert's now ahead of Mahomes, but Herbert's probably top five in yardage.
Yeah.
But Mahomes was one after week one. Now it's Tua. Because Tua put up, 500 yards?
Yeah, but he was making a comeback.
Right.
So when you make a comeback, what do? Throw the out of the ball.
Well, not the Titans. Tannehill stuck around.
No, they tried.
Yards.
They tried. And that's another problem with the Titans is when they fall down big, Derrick Henry is useless.
You know what's even worse than betting a team and you losing the bet? Me and Baser bet the player. We bet Tannehill over 216 yards. When your player gets removed from the game and you then get told, hey, you don't get to finish watching the game. Your bet's actually done now.
Yeah, that's the worst.
How many yards did he have before he got out?
117. I mean, he had a chance. He had a chance.
He only had 117 yards before he got pulled.
I mean, he had 100 at halftime. Coach, I don't know what. I don't even
it
know
was
if
not
he,
good.
He didn't even come out in the second half. It was somebody else in his body.
It was crazy, man. I got home on Monday and I opened up my betting app and it says, you've been gifted a free bet.
Oh.
$25.
Oh.
And I'm like, what?
$25?
Yeah.
I'm a
high roller.
What have you been rolling?
Coach, I've been putting $40 in every month for the past 5 years. I mean, okay. So they gave me $25. I'm like, this is great. Parlay time, baby. Let's go.
That's the best way to use it?
Of course. Well, I mean, you can use it on anything.
Because you only get the winnings from that free bet. You don't get the actual $25.
Correct. So if I just put it on, say, the Bills, I would have
just...
So
you're going to get $20.
Well, $20, exactly. Which is fine. Fine. Better than nothing, right?
You want the big bankroll. You're going for the big home run.
So who did I pick, parlay?
15 teams.
I had the Bills, minus 10, right?
And then Vikings.
And then my wife goes, but you don't think the Titans aren't going to make it like a fun game? I'm like, well, I mean, there is that chance.
Oh, great.
There's that chance.
That's the problem. You listen to your wife.
I don't think the Titans will actually win the game, but I mean, it could. It's Monday night.
Dang.
I know. It could be close. So you're right. Let me go Titans plus 10.
It's on her. She owes you 25.
Titans plus 10. And then, of course, all I hear is the penis in my head. The Vikings, you want to win some money, Bill.
I didn't say anything about the Vikings.
And I'm thinking.
You understand, I didn't say anything about the Vikings that game. I said that should be the more entertaining game. It ended up not being. I didn't say the Vikings were going to win that game.
And then I heard him say that, too. Entertainment at its finest. It's going to be a close one. So I'm like, oh, the Vikings plus two.
He just has conversations that he makes up in his damn head.
You were talking to him.
But because you said Vikings win the Super Bowl.
I never said that.
You said they're going to be really good.
I said long. Exactly. They
long
are.
Long shot.
Long dick.
So then that they means beat that Packers ass?
Every game now throughout the year, we have that narrative in our head.
Absolutely.
Vikings. And you're like, oh, he said the Vikings.
Like when there's silence in the room, I hear your voice going, Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
So what did I go? I went Vikings plus two and Titans
lost
plus
both.
10. Talk about in a bad mood by 7:30, 8 o'clock.
What a cold, dark night.
Golly, you got smoked on both those.
By 8 o'clock, I'm like, F
they
this
dusted
place.
Your ass. Hey, BetMGM was like, hey, suck it.
Hey, there's your $25 gift. Get right back to me.
Thanks for that gift. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you weren't even close.
No, dude, it sucked. It's terrible.
Man, I'm going to say my most surprising team is the Chiefs.
Not the Colts?
No, he already took the Colts. I thought the Chiefs.
I was thinking about it. Brother,
can I save that clip?
No. I thought the Chiefs were going to struggle with all these new wide receivers, no Tyreek Hill. I thought it was going to be hard to score points. Well, they still seem to score points, no problem.
They struggled a little with the Chargers.
They did struggle a little bit. And I think they still should have lost that game, but I'm still impressed that they are able to move the ball instead of having the explosive play.
There's only one guy doing it, and that's Patrick Mahomes the third.
Is he the third?
I don't know.
He's the third.
I think he's the third.
Kenneth, the guy from Michigan State's the fourth.
Kenneth
Walker.
Walker Kenneth. I think Kenneth's last name, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
Kenneth Walker the fourth. There's another star quarterback that's like the third or fourth.
Gainwell? Is it third?
Gardner Minshew.
Is Patty Mahomes the fourth?
I think he's the third.
It's Gardner Minshew.
Patty's the third. Or maybe the second.
Is Gardner Minshew the third?
Well, he's something.
Patty, it would be junior. It doesn't start doing numbers.
No, it junior, then the second.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's Patty Mahomes, senior.
Yeah.
Patty Mahomes, junior. Patty Mahomes, the second.
Really?
Patty Mahomes, the third. Or else all the juniors would be the second.
I thought they were.
My brother's a junior. He's never been the second.
I thought they just say junior so they don't say the second. Like that is so weird because the second is really the third.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm
that makes
right,
no damn sense.
I could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm
no
just,
way.
I'm,
you could be absolutely damn wrong. No freaking
but
way.
I'm going from my family. My brother's a junior. He's never been the second. He's just junior.
Bryce Young, the fifth? There's one
the
of those.
Fifth? I don't think there's the fifth.
Is it Hendon Hooker the fourth?
Anyway, isn't Mahomes kind of, I mean, he's the one leading this whole team.
Yes. And they're using Edwards-Helaire more, which is important because they never.
As a receiver.
As a receiver. That's another team that I've always worried that they don't run the ball enough.
They really don't.
They just don't run the ball enough. And I understand that's cute and cool. But when you want to grind, like the Patriots, they know how to grind out the game with 6 minutes to go. They get the ball up. They just run, and eat up the whole clock. And I don't think the Chiefs or the Bills are good at doing that. And so that's what worries me about those two teams.
Don't be worried, Coach. They'll be okay.
I mean, it seems to work for the Chiefs because they seem to go damn deep in the playoffs every year. Super Bowl, AFC Championship.
There's a dude on the Chiefs, number 10, which is Tyreek Hill.
Oh, Hardman.
No, Pacheco.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, I mean, he almost looks like Tyreek, just body shape and everything. So when I saw him on the field, I'm like, holy crap. Is it disrespectful to, like, I mean, Tyreek did a lot for the Chiefs, right? I don't know. He went a lifer.
Yeah, exactly. So it's no big deal.
But, I mean, this dude looks just like Tyreek. I think he runs almost the same kind of, he's the same receiver as Tyreek.
Well, he's a running back.
Who?
Pacheco.
Oh, shit. I thought he was a receiver. I
don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know who wears the jersey. I don't pay attention. I'm not good at numbers and jerseys. I don't pay attention that
much. I'm not either, and the fact that I thought that was Tyreek.
What number's Brady?
12.
12, that's the only one I know.
Thought you weren't good at numbers.
Okay, give me another one.
Jordan.
Okay.
Rodman.
No, I don't know. Rodman.
41? 91.
He's not 91.
He was like some crazy.
He was 91
number.
At
he was
one
a 40.
Point. See, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe with the Spurs.
Go ahead, Jordan.
I already know that was stupid.
Go ahead.
Another one.
LeBron.
I think he's 23.
Or is he 8? That's Kobe.
Oh, wow.
Rest
really?
In peace.
Really, dude?
Wow. The fact you would say that.
Hey, LeBron shaved his head.
You're going to disrespect Mamba?
Hey, after he got the hair transplants, he shaved his head finally.
Well, that's weird.
And did you see Eli Manning? He grew his hair long.
That was so stupid. Like, everybody.
Okay, Coach.
No, people hit me. Oh, this is the funniest thing ever.
I'm telling you, man. Sports people are stupid. Like, that's not funny.
But the
fact it wasn't funny because it was so obvious. Peyton Manning walks in. All the walk-ons are like 6 foot tall.
It's not Peyton.
Or Eli, whatever the hell his name is.
Thank you, Coach.
He's 6'5". Like, it's like, okay, there's something up with this walk-on is 6'5".
And it had been done before Jared Goff did it in 2018.
No. And Jared Goff was much better.
Uncle Drew. He was the first.
And the fact that people hit you up to even tell you that this is funny, I mean, got some pretty boring lives.
Yeah, they need to reevaluate.
I mean, go to a comedy show, man.
That tells you how boring their jobs are. And if somebody thought that was laugh out loud funny, man, they got a slow day.
And they don't know what real funny is. Like, go watch an Adam Sandler movie, man.
Yeah, or listen to this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
Dude, you know who is shockingly tall?
Herbert. Kevin Hart.
No. Herbert.
Yeah, he is. He's really big.
He's freaking tall, dude.
Right?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, when we first moved here, ran into him in the sporting goods store.
Herbert? Justin Herbert?
Oh, Kirk Herbstreit.
Are they doing that Thursday again?
Yeah.
That's every Thursday?
I don't know. I heard Herbstreit the whole time. I was like, yeah, Herbstreit is pretty big.
Why would I say Herbstreit's tall?
I don't know.
Herb Street will be in town. He's going Vols Gators game day Saturday.
So they're going to be here in Nashville?
I'm thinking about going to Knoxville.
Don't think about it. Go.
I'm just kidding. I can't.
Why not?
Because I already turned down Bones for Vegas, so I got to stay in town.
Well, you can still go back to Bones and tell him you want to go to Vegas.
No, he needs to go to Knoxville.
Oh. But
Baser still needs a watching eye.
You know what was crazy is that they were showing when last Thursday night, Mahomes versus Herbert, coming out of high school, the recruit number they were, like Herbert was like number 500 and Mahomes was like number 400.
That tells you people don't know what the that, they're talking
Mahomes
about.
Mahomes is 400?
Something like that.
Well, you know, honestly, I didn't really know of Mahomes until his senior year in college.
Right.
So
he was massive with Texas Tech.
But it takes a while to develop. So that's what
they
I'm saying.
They were launching the ball all over the yard, dude.
I don't remember
I
that.
Was betting overs like crazy.
Oh,
like,
dude.
They got that Patty Mahomes guy. The over-under's 89.
Did they call him Patty then?
I think they called him Mahomie.
And they scored about 80 points a game and lost every game.
Yeah.
Okay.
He would just
But they did win one, like...
They won a couple
games. A bowl game or something.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying for how good Mahomes was, and Kingsbury was the coach.
That's right.
And they couldn't win with Mahomes, but then he gets hired as an NFL head coach. Yeah.
You just said that draft, and Josh Allen went to Wyoming. The fact that he didn't play at an SEC school blows me away. Not one SEC school knew about Josh Allen.
And what's crazy is if he did play for an SEC school, we probably would never had him.
What?
Like, I don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, he may not have gotten the chance. Huh?
Huh?
He may not have gotten the chance.
He
would have
got on the field. He wasn't good enough.
We may never
have
seen him.
The big thing coming out of college is how inaccurate he was, even at Wyoming, when there's not even good defenses.
That's the win.
So if you're a star at a small school, you can be found.
Yeah.
Like, they will find
but
you.
If you're sitting
but
on
if
the
you're
bench,
sitting on the bench and never play in a big school, they'll never, I mean,
every once in a while, like Matt Cassel, he never played in college.
Hey, we shook hands yesterday.
You and Matt Cassel?
Mm-hmm.
How big is his hand?
Big. He's a big dude.
How big is his?
Big, I'd imagine. He goes, hey, I don't think we met. What's up, dude?
What'd you say?
I'm Eddie.
What'd he say?
I'm Matt. Good to meet you, dude.
Did you ask him what he does?
No.
Did you say go Pats?
No. Is he a Patriot? He's a Chief.
Go Chiefs, too. He was both.
He was a Patriot.
He was the quarterback that played when Tom Brady got hurt the whole year, when he hurt his knee.
Oh, wow.
That would have been a good fact to know when you shook his hand.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure.
I wasn't about to have a conversation with
him. I'm 99% sure that he did not play in college. He was the backup to, I believe, Matt Leinart.
USC?
Yeah.
California did?
I don't know where he's from, but he was like a... maybe a stud in high school or a backup in high school.
He seems
backup in college.
NorCal to me.
And then freaking made it to the NFL. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
To not even play.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, here you go, NFL. Let's go. Maybe it's Carson Palmer. I don't know who
was he good?
He was decent.
Cassel?
Decent.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool, man.
Wow.
Was this a good episode?
I don't know, man.
Yes, I don't know.
Man, sometimes you guys drag ass at work. I feel like I dragged ass on this microphone all day.
Okay.
You did great, Ray.
Coach, I got lost about 40 minutes in. I didn't even know where the guy was.
Okay.
You got me on that. The biggest team that surprised you this year, man. I didn't know where to go.
Shut up.
You had a 1 in 32 shot.
I know, man. Went with my heart. Went with my gut.
That's good.
Yeah. Another one, too, I think, is the Raiders.
No, I thought the Raiders would suck.
You with Devontae?
They don't even find him. He kind of got a little last game. I don't know if they've done... He hasn't been big yet for him.
Yeah. Why are you like, you're the one that's all like, oh man, Carr, you got to respect Carr.
No, I like Carr.
Exactly.
But I think it's the race.
Dang. Wow.
Good God.
Sorry, guys. He sucks, dude. He sucks. Carr, yeah. Like,
when have you seen him?
Two things. When are you going to realize Garoppolo's better than everyone thinks he is?
Okay, here's the thing. Garoppolo is really, that's the thing.
Did you see how loved Garoppolo is by the team?
Yes.
They were smacking his helmet, his ass. When he
the
was,
team,
they were
but
celebrating
what?
Him, and there was a clip online that says, look at this guy. They now, team loves him. They rally
I just
around
don't get
him.
It. Garoppolo gets no love because he's not sexy.
Well,
he's not.
He's pretty good looking.
Take
coach.
Him to Aruba, okay. Coach. Tell Sorry, him he's
sexy.
I think he's hot.
Okay, maybe sexy was the wrong term.
Yes, it was.
I think that he's not flashy.
Yeah, you can start there.
He's not flashy.
Can you imagine if he was at a booth doing CBS mornings or whatever? They're going around the room. They're like, lunch, your take on Garoppolo. He's sexy.
We're going to break.
No. He isn't Kyler Murray. He's not Lamar Jackson.
You
he's
think
not
Kyler's
Patty,
sexy?
He's not Patty Mahomes. Throwing it all over the yard.
Kyler's too short for me.
No.
Way too short. He can't even see over those guys.
Like, but I like taller dudes.
And just like Tua said, if I can't see you, I'm not going to throw to you. So if you can't see me, then I'm not going to throw to you.
Yeah, it's like those 18-wheelers. If you can't see my mirrors, yes. I can't see you.
Yep. Same That's thing. What Tua said, and he put up 600 yards the next game.
Yeah.
Guess what? He put his mirrors out.
What I'm saying is it doesn't jump off the page at you because he's not an amazing athlete. He's not running around, flinging it sideways, backwards, throwing 90-yard bombs. But
he gets it done.
He wins games.
Yeah, he does.
He wins freaking games, and so that's all that matters.
Two things. Garoppolo, just stop it. Stop it. He's a good quarterback. You need him on your team. Second, Carr, that's it. Go back to Canadian Football League.
He never went. He never
Whatever. Well, then start. Start your new career.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it was Carr's fault they lost that game to Arizona. The defense.
They keep giving him chances every year. Vegas. What did Vegas think about Carr?
He wasn't on the field for 39 minutes.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Onside kick.
I'm pretty sure David Carr got them that.
Derek. Coach. David's the brother. His, older brother.
You are no longer the sports penis.
He got murdered?
I mean, when he played for the Texans, he just got sacked all the time.
God bless. I thought he was dead.
No, but who do you think got the Raiders that lead? Was it Derek Carr?
No.
Oh, who was it?
Running back.
Jacobs. It was Waldner. Right. He was doing it.
We're done, man. You only get so many chances in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And then.
You don't think it's made of the coaching?
No. Every year it's the coaching?
He was really good last year.
Okay.
Hey, and Titans have a quick turnaround because they played on Monday night and they got a game on Sunday against the Raiders, I think.
Yes.
What's your take on...
They'll win it.
But he said short turnaround teams aren't good.
Oh, that's true.
And flight, because they had to
fly
from
going to Vegas?
Buffalo to here.
Oh, they're playing
So how
here.
Long is that flight?
It's a long flight, Coach.
Well, lunch doesn't like flights.
4 hours.
No, I don't like it.
Time zones.
I don't like the Raiders coming here to play in this time zone.
Okay, so we want Titans on Sunday.
Do they play at noon or they play at 3?
Got to be noon. They never have 3 games. First game of the year randomly was at 3. We play every game at noon. I don't know why they changed
the time. For the most part,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like the...
What are you looking up Derek Carr for?
Yeah, I'm looking up his stats from last year. I'm trying to look at him. But they didn't pull up.
But we saw it in person at Sore Losers Convention.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we watched that
game. Oh, yeah, we did watch him play the Bengals. I mean, he was pretty good last year.
My boy Rick Rod was there.
Who?
Sucking down ciggies and betting on ether.
Who?
The Raiders couple.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he had 4,800 yards passing last year, 23 touchdowns.
Did Cappy ever check out of the Westgate?
Cappy?
14. Yeah. No, he's been living there trying to recover for a year.
Cappy and Leilani?
Oh, Leilani. We said her name right. There you go.
Coach, I've always said her name right.
Oh. All right.
You're
Have a good Wednesday.
Call her the freaking catfish.
Let me know when you guys are going to Vegas. Me and Baser want to give you guys a $20 bet that you could put on Black Force.
We're all going to Vegas.
I'm not going.
Yes,
wait,
you are.
No, this weekend.
I'm not going to put it on Black, but I'll put it on Red for
you. So we're going to give you.
I don't bet Black.
Tell me the table minimum. If it's 10, I'm going to give you 10, and I need you to go to a table, video it, and I need you to put it on Black. $10.
Well, I won't do it.
Lunchbox doesn't bet on Black.
Yeah, I don't know. It's red, right? Are we doing that bet?
Yeah, of course. Right.
What about palm tree? Will you bet one of the palm trees?
Hell no.
It's
probably 3 now, right?
There's 3 palm trees. Got to watch that. They got me last year. They got my ass. Hey, you land on palm tree. I said, what does that mean?
Hey, he celebrates. Does that mean I win?
I was going to the Bahamas. I was like, palm tree, what's that? He goes,
it's a trip.
You lose.
He goes, it's just like another green. We added a third. I'm like,
Excuse me?
What?
Are you kidding me?
You might want to tell me that before I start playing. I was pissed. Yeah.
What did I win? A trip to Aruba?
I think Baser, now that I think about it, it was a little foggy, but she did one of the 3 greens, and I was like, get that off the table, and we grabbed it last second. Got the hell out of that casino.
Oh,
did they land on it?
They
probably landed on the palm tree.
I don't know. We never watched it. Oh. But I'm messing with 3 greens, because your odds then are about 41% on roulette if there's 3 greens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really stupid. Really stupid. If you can find a tour, find the tour.
And I'd rather do sports when my odds are about 65%. So
you, how much you taking?
Wait. So you usually hit 65% of your bets?
Not true.
When I do math,
that's not true.
Just stop.
Your wife? Well, does his wife make up for him?
Though? Oh, did you guys see this?
It makes.
I have to say this. They did the pick'em. Trucker Tim won $600.
Yeah,
he's congrats. Alive.
Yeah, he won $600. He cleans up, and now he's. Probably-
I saw he had a crash in Oklahoma.
Oh late God! Late.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, dildos and everything all over the freaking highway.
Hey. Hey, the news footage is him frantically picking up all the dildos.
There's a bunch of lube.
Hey, there really was a semi that crashed in Oklahoma that spilled lube and dildos all over the highway.
Really?
Oh, Trucker Tim.
And I tried to post the video, but Trucker Tim involved in wreck in Oklahoma.
Hey, Tim's out there grabbing all the dildos. Nothing to see here.
They thought that one of them was a person died, but it was just a mannequin, a blow-up doll.
There's hey, bodies on the highway.
There were bodies everywhere. They're all in different positions.
But Baser, she on that, she picked cities she'd rather visit, and she hit 10 out of 17.
I love
Trucker
it.
Trucker Tim hits 12 out of 17.
I love it.
Cities amazing, she'd rather visit, and she finished in fifth place.
It's amazing.
How much money she win?
Zero.
Oh.
Sadly.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Eddie's wearing his Cowboys hat, guys.
Of course they are. Of course they are. We have the Giants on Monday night.
Oh.
What?
Saquon run all over that dust.
Okay.
He'll dust you guys.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Can't wait, baby.
And then that Wing Martindale defense is going to have something for Cooper
Rush.
Hey,
and then Jerry says Dak's going to be back in like next week or something. Hell yeah.
Well, you don't need him. You got Cooper, man.
Okay.
All right. Have a good Wednesday.
Goodbye.
Guys.
What?
That's the doctor. I don't need Jerry.
Your face is like, he said that?
Jerry's the one giving the updates
on
the medical
Jerry comes
tip.
Out in the press conference. Doctor starts talking. No. I got this.
Hey,
I got
Doc,
this.
Doc,
well, Doc, sit back down, Doc.
Yeah. Well, what Dak has is he has a third medical. Doc, don't worry. Dak will be back in a week. He just has a nick on his finger.
Good, good,
Doc's
good,
like,
good.
No, it's not.
We're
no.
good. All right. Shut up, Doc.
It's
shut
over.
Doc. We're good.
All right, everybody.
Goodbye, one.
Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.